the whole purpose really is transparency, to ensure that all police dog matters regarding animal welfare, training, transportation is seen to be humane, ethical and transparent. Of course, you probably know the history, not in great detail, but I don't either, that it follows the death of a dog some 13, 14 years ago now. That's how long the scheme's been running. It's been running for 13 years. The idea really is we select teams of animal welfare lay visitors from the public, and they are recruited and they are trained by us, by Dogs Trust. I do the training. And then they take over the responsibility of animal welfare visitors and make their weekly or fortnightly inspections and visits, whichever the case may be.
What sort of things are they looking out for when they go and conduct these visits?
Well, when they go along, we'll say, to an operational dog unit, which is normally where they go, and it's normally the training centre, they'll be looking at the dogs to check on the dog's health. And I'm talking about the simple signs of good health, not what the veterinary surgeon would be looking for. And they'll be looking at the dogs, their kennels, for hygiene, and make sure there's no sharp hazards or anything in there. Make sure the dog's got sufficient water. Bedding is hygienic and correct. They'll be looking at the compounds, the dog compounds, to make sure that they're also in good shape and that they're hygienic. The vehicles that the dogs travel in, they'll be looking in the vehicles to make sure that everything's correct in the vehicles, that the dogs have got access to water, and that the vehicles are also in clean and hygienic condition. And additionally to that, of course, when the opportunity arises, they'll view training.
I mean, in terms of the dogs themselves, the welfare is obviously a top priority. These are, after all, working dogs, aren't they? So
they're
going to maybe have more needs than sort of the average pet, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, a trained police dog is worth an awful lot of money, and you know, we have to keep them in good shape and on their toes, and that's what the animal welfare inspection system is all about. I mean, I actually travel around myself. I make weekly visits. So we have 27 forces signed up at this stage from the 43 that we have in the UK. So there's plenty of scope, obviously, still for a few more to be signed up. But yeah, the essentials really of the scheme are the animal welfare of police dogs, of working police dogs.